Macmillan Audio presents How Do I Tax Thee? A Field Guide to the Great American Ripoff by Kristen Tate. Read for you by Catherine Holloway Woods.
Introduction. The taxman owns you. You don't pay the taxes, they take the taxes. Chris Rock. Remember how it felt to tear open your first paycheck? Such pride, such excitement, such, damn, I have to pay what now in taxes? If you've made it to the wage-earning age, you knew this day was coming. Taxes have become so ingrained in our national psyche that we never even think about them. We blindly accept them as an unavoidable fact of life, a cost that's completely out of our control, or at least is the necessary trade-off for living in a civilized society. Our parents thought this way, too, and so did their parents. And just like a lot of other unwelcome hand-me-downs, looking at you, $20 trillion national debt, it's never occurred to most of us to question the fairness and quality of the multi-layered system we live under, because we weren't privy to the decisions that led us to this point in the first place. And now we're getting slapped with a big fat price tag while baby boomers retire to Florida and play Pinocchio. No one ever taught us to ask questions like, are our tax policies still appropriate and fair? Or where's all that money actually going? Or am I comfortable with how the government is spending my tax dollars? When a policy seems out of your control, it's easier to abdicate personal responsibility and accept the circumstances for what they are. And that, my dear reader, is a problem. But here's the thing. The taxes that come out of your paycheck, federal, state, Social Security, and Medicare, those are only the ones you know about. The ugly truth is you're getting gouged all day, every day by hidden taxes that are applied to every aspect of your life. Through the manifold, taxes that are applied to necessary expenses like rent, transportation, and utility bills, to leisure activities like taking your date to the movies, and to seemingly free things you do like walking the dog or recycling an empty kombucha bottle, federal, state, and city governments are covertly taxing your countless activities and effectively siphoning money out of your bank account. When we fill out our W-2s, we acknowledge that we're contributing a portion of our salary to the government. But hidden taxes? We don't even know about them most of the time. And if you don't know about them, you can't object to them, which is precisely why they're hidden in the first place. The average millennial brings home $35,500 per year pre-tax. In New York City, that translates to a take-home salary of about $27,500 after state and city income taxes. Imagine trying to make it in the Big Apple, where the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment is $2,700 per month on a $27,500 a year salary. And then, on top of all of that, every time you buy something from a store, use any form of transportation, eat at a restaurant, go out for drinks with friends, or pay your cell phone, gas, cable, or trash bill, you pay additional taxes, often unwittingly, in the form of sales taxes, service charges, miscellaneous fees, and price tags that are inflated to pay for the cost of government regulations. No wonder you have 17 jobs. Don't believe me? Pull out your latest cell phone bill and look at all of the itemized charges. Extra line items on your bill, in addition to what you're paying for the actual cell phone service, are often camouflaged by vague, important-sounding language that makes the charges appear essential, like documentation fee, service charge, or equalization fee. These charges are essentially taxes. They are costs levied on you by the government, directly or indirectly, that increase government revenue and finance government activities. We're not angry about those charges and fees, read taxes, because we usually don't know or notice when we're being charged or taxed. And when we do know that such fees are being assessed, we delude ourselves by believing that the fees really should be paid in the first place. Who wouldn't be?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?